AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A man linked to Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz has agreed to cooperate with federal investigators.
A close associate of Republican U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida has agreed to cooperate in a federal investigation, according to court documents. Joel Greenberg is expected to plead guilty to 6 federal charges during a court appearance in Orlando on Monday. The charges will include sex trafficking of a child. According to people familiar with the matter, federal prosecutors have been investigating whether Gaetz and Greenberg paid underage girls or offered them gifts in exchange for sex. As part of his plea agreement, Greenberg, who was Seminole County tax collector, will admit he recruited women for commercial sex acts, paying more than $70,000 from 2016 to 2018. Mike Crossia, Washington.
A national terrorism alert from the Department of Homeland Security warns violent extremists may try to take advantage of the easing of pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks. The alert does not cite any specific threat. At least a dozen states are going along with the CDC guidance on masks, easing the restrictions and allowing people who have been fully vaccinated to go without masks outdoors and, in some cases, indoors. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
Oregonians who are fully vaccinated no longer need to wear masks or social distance in most public spaces.
The city of Columbus, Ohio, agrees to pay a $10 million settlement to the family of Andre Hill, a black man who was fatally shot by a white Columbus police officer in December as he was walking out of a garage holding a cell phone. His daughter, Carissa Hill, tells WSYX WTTE.
It's one step towards something. It doesn't help or doesn't take the scar off of our hearts that we still have from my dad not being here.
The now former police officer who shot Hill, Adam Coy, has pleaded not guilty to murder and reckless homicide charges. This is AP News. A man in Chicago is the first known COVID-to-COVID double lung transplant recipient. The donor had recovered from COVID and died from an unrelated cause. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
I feel wonderful.
Renato Aquino was working as a phlebotomist, caring for patients, when he came down with a case of the virus so severe it destroyed his lungs and nearly killed him. Niece Tasha Sundstrom says it didn't look good.
I actually went to the funeral. I did all the arrangements, and then the next day, he proved us wrong. He wanted to live.
Dr. Ankit Bharat at Northwestern says options were running out.
We received a call that lungs were available from a donor who previously had a mild to moderate COVID.
The donor's lungs did not have permanent damage. Aquino says he is grateful.
Here I am. Thank you. I'm alive.
Aquino says he now has a second chance at life. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.